local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into a Black Friday edition of the program. It is Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Austin starting hour number three. No Channel 3 news this evening as they get a well-deserved evening off with college football dominating today. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's Tulane, right? Yeah, Tulane beating Tulane. UTSA. Little surprise that was a primetime matchup here, but Tulane looks like they're going to win that one. Just a couple of minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Missouri putting one on Arkansas right now. They're up 41-14 here as Arkansas was just able to get in the end zone for a touchdown there. We do have some pretty good college football games coming up this evening as well, as we have Michigan State, Penn State, Texas Tech, Oregon, and Oregon State.
Could be a good one.
Yeah, that's the big one there tonight. Six versus 16 that Oregon versus Oregon State game. Obviously, Oregon trying to, I don't know, have they clinched a spot in the Pac-12 championship game?
No, they haven't. I think what's going to go on is that if Oregon wins tonight, they make it. But if Oregon loses, Arizona has to beat Arizona State tomorrow. Okay. They'll get in.
All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Oregon, obviously, with everything to play for still, you figure they win out, and they've got a real shot of getting into the four-team playoff. So, and, of course, Bo Nix, the former Auburn quarterback, trying to, possibly win a Heisman, depending on how the last couple of weeks go. But, big weekend here, of course, Ohio State, Michigan, the big one tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock kickoff there. And Iowa earlier, as they had already clinched a spot in the Big Ten Championship, but Iowa awaits the winner of Michigan and Ohio State tomorrow. So Auburn, Alabama in the Iron Bowl. Obviously, that one has gone Alabama's way recently. It should go Alabama's way tomorrow, but you just never know.
No, you never know,
and especially it's going to be played on the plane, so... we'll just wait and see on that one. That's a 2:30 CBS game. A lot of big games, obviously, besides your Wake Forest Demon Deacons there and Ohio State, Michigan. I think everybody's going to have an eye on that one. Any other game that really kind of a sneaky good game?
I really do think Florida could give FSU trouble. They did so last year in Tallahassee. They have both lost their starting QBs, I believe. And that game is in Gainesville. That could be a very ugly matchup. Florida State, I think, is only last time I saw favored by like 6.5. So it's expected to be an ugly game there. But also, I mean, see, the thing is with like, which one was it? What ones were you talking about for tomorrow? Not Ohio State, Michigan. There was another one. I can't remember what it was. Bummer. Anyways, whatever. Thing is, Florida State.
You're talking about like ranked matchups tomorrow?
Yeah, you were talking about some of the bigger name ones, and I can't remember which one I was going to say.
It was Notre Dame, Stanford, Georgia, Georgia Tech.
Alabama, Auburn. That's the one. My bad.
Okay.
Yeah, golly, I can't believe I forgot that one. Alabama, Auburn. I want to say it wasn't last year. I want to say it was the year before. Auburn had like their third string QB out there or something, and the game went into overtime. It's like Alabama had no business even wincing in that game, and they did. So now that they are on the road, Jordan-Hare's brutal place to play, big rivalry, and you've got Auburn, who, after getting crushed by New Mexico State, Alabama could be overlooking them all the easier now. So that's definitely one I'm watching as an anti-Tide fella.
Yeah, right. We've also been talking Christmas movies here, and of course we'll have an opportunity over the next month to talk about Christmas movies and music and just everything that goes into the Christmas season that we love so much. Today I posed the question to Austin, if you can only watch three Christmas movies and three Christmas movies only, what three would those be? You probably put together the worst top three list I have ever seen somebody make. But
the texters disagree so far.
Yeah, but your top three is...
Elf.
Yeah.
Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Year Without a Santa Claus.
Yeah. All right, okay.
And the crowd goes wild.
That's right. I have two on my list so far. I have It's a Wonderful Life and The Grinch.
Those are good picks.
Jim Carrey. The three spot still has not be still has not been decided. It's between the Santa Claus and Home Alone 2. And I don't know how to break that tie, but I'm still working on it.
I do have a way to break the tie.
Okay.
You talked about Tim Allen. You talked about your childhood, all that. That, my friend, is what Christmas is about. Therefore, that needs to be number three. If it takes you back to a childlike stage and you're like, Tim Allen, that needs to be number three for you.
Okay, I like that. Yeah. I don't hate that. another texter, Janet, says her three would be It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
Also, Last Holiday. I have not seen that one.
Me neither.
That's with Queen Latifah, a 2014 movie.
Sounds familiar.
She says, from hard life in New Orleans to European snow, good values and escapism. Also, 2000 movie Family Man with Nicolas Cage. What was that?
Because Nicolas Cage, he's just a weird guy.
Oh, okay.
I can't imagine him in a wholesome Christmas movie.
Yeah, modern twist on Wonderful Life of the Road Not Taken, Time Warp. Okay. Hmm. High-end New York bachelor back to New Jersey, married to old flame with kids. Okay. All right. Very fun and family shareable. All right. Appreciate that. You can let us know. Text those in. Your top three movies those are the only three that you can watch. You got to come up with three and only three. I have done a terrible job of that today, but I'm still working on it. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Just after 6:05, we'll get a check of the roads and weather right now. 850-262-6111 is the traffic line.
This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. And the theme so far is the theme that has been all throughout this show this evening. Not a lot of congestion that we're seeing, maybe on some of these busier roads, maybe in front of some of these stores on Black Friday. Also, if you're at like a more hefty intersection, you may be dealing with some congestion there. But it's going to be pretty run-of-the-mill stuff, nothing too severe at the moment.
All right, very good. The other thing, I've asked Austin a couple of times to help explain things to me that I don't get. Number one being the infatuation with A Christmas Story. Number two being the infatuation with Elf.
And I have explained these answers beautifully.
Without aplomb. number three thing I would like to explain, explain to me, you are a younger, hipper. You are the target demographic for a lot of people.
I'm in the know. Uh-huh.
You know these things. Jack Harlow, why do people pay money to see him?
Well, I mean, his music's all right. He really does capture like everything that like modern music is all about. I actually am a horrible, unlike my Christmas movie taste, I am a horrible person to ask about
all
this.
Right.
Well, because I don't listen to a lot of modern like rap music. A couple of his songs are all right, like First Class, that's a good one. But yeah, I heard his halftime show sucked, and I didn't even watch it.
Terrible. It was awful. it just looked awful.
Yeah, it sounds like it was very low quality, like the aesthetic.
Yeah. It was a super-sized bedsheet laying down in the midfield of the field there, and it looked kind of like a 50s or 60s era starship thing that he just walked out of. Some random dude in a Lions hat and jacket was behind him that I don't know if he was supposed to be there or not, but he was just kind of there for a little bit, and then he disappeared back into the starship. And then for the next 20 minutes, he was just walking around, looking into the camera and rapping and not great. I mean, he's not Eminem.
Art is subjective, Joe. Just because we don't get it doesn't mean that some buffoon out in society doesn't, you know?
I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then, of course, Dolly Parton. That one was, I heard John Pickens was drooling in the studio yesterday when she came on.
I don't know if he was drooling, but he was very enthusiastic and pointing at the screen saying, hey, look. And I'm like, this is a job I'm doing here. Like, I'm not going to be looking at Dolly Parton.
Had her cowboy cheerleader outfit on, so that was, of course, you know. I also, speaking of guys drooling, I heard Tony Romo was doing a lot of that, and it was making Jim Nance very uncomfortable on the
about
on the
Dolly
CBS
Parton?
Broadcast. Yeah,
oh, Romo,
on the CBS
golly.
Broadcast, yeah, last night there. So.
Stick to the play calling, buddy.
But yeah, so that was interesting. The games, okay. I was surprised the Lions came out and were as terrible as they were.
I know that broke my heart.
The Cowboys did what I thought the Cowboys would do. You know, they've been on a tear here, but
they tore. Yeah, they They were on a tear, all right. They tore the Commanders up.
Yeah, they beat average to below average teams. That's just what they do. So, you know, they got to beat the Eagles. They got to beat the Seahawks. Or not the Seahawks, the 49ers, who looked very good last night.
Oh, yeah. Well, Brock Purdy didn't look great, but I think he threw like – I think he may have thrown one touchdown, one pick or something, and it's like just – it was average from Brock, and that was bad for my fantasy.
Christian McCaffrey, very good.
Oh,
very
yes, good but player. He's not on my fantasy, therefore I don't care.
6-10 here. We'll start off here with our top three stories. We'll talk more about all the happenings in college football coming up, and Austin will make his prediction about the Ohio State-Michigan game tomorrow, which sure I'm going to love.
Yeah.
Top three stories today. Hamas handed over the first Israeli hostages as part of a temporary ceasefire deal with Israel. Qatari and Red Cross leaders say that 24 hostages include 13 Israelis, 10 Thai, and one Filipino as well. The hostages crossed into Egypt before being transferred to southern Israel. The president on vacation, but talked to reporters.
Early this morning, 13 Israeli hostages were released, including an elderly woman, a grandmother, and mothers with their young children, some under the age of 6 years old.
Yeah, so in exchange, Israel released 39 Palestinian women and teenage boys who had been detained in Israeli prisons. The White House says it's working by the hour to get Americans to be included in the first group of those 50 hostages as well. Also, the two people killed in a fiery crash at the U.S.-Canada border near Niagara Falls, identified by police as 53-year-old Kurt Vellani and his 53-year-old wife, Monica. They were in the couple in the car that exploded after it slammed into a structure near the inspection booths. Contrary to initial reports, authorities say there were no signs the crash was an attempted terror attack. Of course, that crash led to the crossings of all four bridge border crossings near Buffalo and Niagara Falls. Also, a record-breaking number of people are expected to pass through the nation's airports on Sunday. The TSA says that nearly 3 million passengers are projected to fly, which would break an all-time record. TSA Administrator David Pekoski has said that this holiday season will likely be the busiest in history. 7 of the top 10 busiest travel days have been set in 2023. Let's look at our top three stories right now. We'll get our local headlines right after another check of the roads and our weather.
Thank you, sir. We're looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and nothing too crazy so far this evening, and it appears to still be that way. Some of these intersections in Pensacola may be a bit busier. For example, if you are traveling, what's this here? This is Creighton Road. If you are traveling eastbound on Creighton Road towards, what road is this? North 9th Avenue, expect some backups there. We're seeing that at the moment. But other than like something like that, I'm not seeing much that's standing out currently.
Yeah, neither am I. So that's good there. Let's hopefully stay that way. FHP, not reporting anything either on their website either.
Skies will be all clear through Friday night with low temperatures in the 40s. Bit of a mix over the weekend. The rest of the weekend does offer sunshine on Saturday, highs in the 60s, but there's a 50% chance for rain on Sunday, also highs in the 60s. Hope you're enjoying the holidays. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Very good. Right now it's 60 degrees, partly cloudy overnight, 45, and another really good day there. Looking into early next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, looking like at least partly to mostly sunny skies, highs right around 60 degrees, with lows anywhere from 40 and even into the 30s potentially on Tuesday night. So
wow.
be on the lookout for that. Taking a look at some of our local headlines today, we had a chance to talk with PPD spokesman Mike Wood this morning. And of course, today being Black Friday, a lot of people are out shopping for presents, and more than ever, people are shopping online and having items delivered. Pensacola Police says that usually results in porch pirates, people stealing packages right from your doorstep. There's no surefire way to stop them, but having cameras helps.
You know, you would think it's better than not having it. It does deter a lot of people, but you can go on YouTube and see video after video of people taking packages off of front porches with Ring doorbells and cameras right there. Most of the time, the thief doesn't even realize that they're on camera. Those things help us a lot in solving these cases. So, and I've said this before, those cameras are getting cheaper and cheaper each year. And if you don't already have one, please go get one.
And Wood says they've already had one porch pirate incident so far. Also recommends having packages delivered where someone can bring the packages in right away. Also in Fairhope today, the volunteer fire department says that the McDonald's located on Greeno Road is a complete loss after it went up in flames yesterday. WPMI reporting that a volunteer fire chief said they had three ladder trucks involved, as well as over 15 volunteer firefighters. The cause of the fire remaining under investigation. Also here locally, a former cop from Flomaton is getting 10 years in prison for meth trafficking. It's former Lieutenant Isaac Lopez who took a plea deal. He was originally facing a 30-year sentence. He was arranging a narcotics deal for meth back in December of 2020, arranging the deal on a city-owned cell phone, and sold meth to an undercover investigator from the Escambia, Alabama Sheriff's Office. Also, some good news here locally. Several thousand meals provided to those in need yesterday at the Waterfront Rescue Mission, staffed by hundreds of volunteers who donated their time to feed others, and about 25 sailors at Corrie Station getting a taste of home yesterday, thanks to the American Legion Post 340. Home-cooked meal served to about 25 sailors who were away from their families for the first time in the holidays. 6:16 right now, taking a look at our state headlines. For the second consecutive hurricane season, Florida took a direct hit from a major storm. The 2023 season comes to an official end on the 30th. That's next Thursday. And the current tally is 20 named storms above the above the average of a dozen or more that usually pass through. And repairs and restoration from Hurricane Idalia could take years. Lawmakers this month, just passed over $288 million in funding for Idalia-related issues.
And the University of Florida Honors Program is offering a new course next spring that involves female artists. The course will be called Musical Storytelling with Taylor Swift and Other Iconic Female Artists. That's a mouthful there. A 13-week course taught by senior lecturer Melina Jimenez. The course will examine the discography of Swift and compare her work as a songwriter alongside other legendary artists such as Billie Holiday, Aretha Franklin, and Dolly Parton.
Very good. Also, a new app is available to help restaurants and other businesses sell or dispose of uneaten food, but not so it goes into the garbage. It's called the Too Good to Go app. It's launched in South Florida earlier this year, and it tips users to restaurants that'll offer meals and items at up to 50% off. Not only is food not going to waste, but also helps restaurants save money in the process.
And a video posted on social media shows an incident at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport this week. A TikTok clip shows Salma Khan wearing her hijab Monday night while waiting for her flight to Phoenix when a man starts yelling that she shouldn't be here and he's going to report her to the FBI. Witnesses came to Khan's aid and airport security arrived 10 minutes later to escort the man away from her.
6:19, we will take a quick break. We have our national headlines coming up here in just a few moments. Pensacola right now on a Black Friday, News Radio 92.3.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got fall gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Presented by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson
goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Punt! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone! Picked off!
Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended? Your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Alrighty.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Here, News Radio 92.3. Ben Grieco, PNJ Sports Reporter, he's the one who is actually covering the Catholic High football game. This evening they're taking on Florida High in the regional final tonight. Looks like last check here, end of the first quarter, no score.
Wow.
Catholic has the football at the 29. And says it's been all Wildcat formation between Nelson and Nettles. Nigel Nelson, that is. And so we're keeping our eye on that one here. Obviously, the Catholic Crusaders, the last remaining local team to get into the remaining in the playoffs. And he actually just tweeted a few seconds ago, Pierce Hobson with a 28-yard field goal. With 9:40 going left in the first quarter, 3-0 Catholic so far. So there you go. Right. 6:24 here, News Radio, getting an updated look on the roads and our weather.
All right, so looking at the roads here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, it has been a very mellow night. I'm very happy to be able to say that. But looking at the intersection here, at North Palafox Street and Brent Lane, we are seeing some mild congestion there, but that is a pretty busy intersection, so it's nothing that should be too surprising. And that's really the common theme here with some of these typically busier roads. You'll see little spurts of congestion here and there, but it's nothing too crazy at the moment.
All right, very good. Channel 3 First Warning Weather.
Skies will be all clear through Friday night with low temperatures in the 40s. Bit of a mix over the weekend. The rest of the weekend does offer sunshine on Saturday, highs in the 60s, but there's a 50% chance for rain on Sunday, also highs in the 60s. Hope you're enjoying the holidays. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you, Alan. You as well. Right now we're at 60 degrees, 45 the overnight low, with sunny and high of 66 on Saturday. Taking a look at our national headlines today, in Ireland to start, police questioning an Algerian man in connection with a knife attack in Dublin. Reports say that three children and a woman were stabbed last night outside of a school. One of the children is said to be in serious condition. The attack triggered anti-immigrant riots downtown Dublin, video showing protesters clashing with police and burning vehicles, some holding signs reading "Irish Lives Matter."
And as we feared, there were several protesters at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It was pro-Palestinian protesters that were arrested. Some of the protesters wore white jumpsuits with the words "ethnic cleansing," "colonialism," and "militarism" printed on them. They jumped the barricades, and also appeared that they had glued their hands to the pavement at some point. That had to hurt being ripped off. My goodness.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is being sued for sexual assault. TMZ reports the lawsuit was filed by his former executive assistant, Brittany Commisso, whose claims against Cuomo date back to 2021. She claims Cuomo made unwanted sexual advances and attempted to engage in sex acts with her.
And New York City Mayor Eric Adams is denying sexual assault allegations made by a woman who appears to have filed several other lawsuits. Documents show Lorna Beach Mathura is seeking $5 million after accusing the mayor of sexually assaulting her when they both worked for the city in 1993. Adams says he does not recall ever meeting the accuser.
Also, eight firefighters injured and over a dozen residents homeless after a fire destroyed a New Jersey apartment building last night. Officials say an explosion caused the roof of the building to collapse while three firefighters were on it, sending them crashing into the top floor. The cause remains under investigation. Yeah. I wonder, we talked on Wednesday about, kind of cooking fires. And I just wonder if that, maybe had something to do with it.
Maybe. And people in the town of Livingston, Kentucky, are being allowed to return home following a large train derailment that forced them to evacuate on Wednesday. At least 15 train cars derailed in total, spilling sulfur and starting a toxic chemical fire. Yesterday, CSX announced that the fire was completely out and it was safe for people to return home.
Of course, Black Friday today, one of the busiest shopping days of the year at the malls, and especially the second largest mall in the country. That's at the American Dream Mall in East Rutherford, New Jersey. But this morning got off to a rocky start with a bomb threat called in.
We heard things like going on. They're like, evacuate, evacuate. And then they came to us. And they're like, you guys need to evacuate. We're like, oh, gosh.
I was ringing someone up, and I'm like, my phone went off. I went on break, and I was like, what just happened?
Yeah, so the all clear given about 2 hours later, and customers were allowed back in.
And in Los Angeles, a woman died and her child was hospitalized after a car crashed into pedestrians near a bus stop.
Speed was definitely a factor. When you see the car the way it looks like that, that's automatically someone's going too fast.
Police say that the two-car crash happened at about 1:30 Thursday afternoon. One car was leaving a private lot when it was hit by another car. The first was then sent into the group of pedestrians.
Yeah, that's tough there. Taking a quick recap here of our top three stories before we head into our Fox News update in hour number three. Today, the first in the prisoner hostage exchange between Hamas and Israel, Hamas handing over 24 hostages, including 13 Israelis, 10 Thais, as well as one Filipino. In exchange, Israel released 39 Palestinian women and teenage boys who had been detained in Israeli prisons. Buffalo authorities identifying the two people that were in the car that crashed and exploded at the Rainbow Bridge border crossing near Niagara Falls. 53-year-old Kurt Villani and his wife, Monica, after initially there were reports that it was being investigated as a terror attack, officials now say there were no signs that the crash was an attempted terror attack. And TSA says that Sunday is likely to break records with nearly 3 million passengers projected to fly. Man, I hope that air traffic there's no snafus or major issues because... You know, some of these airports, man, they just don't have the infrastructure for this sort of thing.
Nah.
But, TSA says the holiday season will likely be the busiest in history. 6:30 right now, taking a look at our sports headlines coming up. Austin will make me cry over the Ohio State-Michigan game tomorrow.
News. I'm Deborah Valentine. Two dozen hostages freed from Gaza in two separate agreements. President Biden commenting this afternoon from Nantucket, Massachusetts.
Today's release are the start of a process. We expect more hostages to be released tomorrow. And more the day after, and more the day after that.
More humanitarian aid is flowing into Gaza under the four-day ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Mark Regev, a senior advisor to Israel's prime minister, expressing concern for remaining hostages on Fox's The Story with Martha McCallum.
We're with the families of those who've still got loved ones stuck in Gaza, prisoners of these terrible Hamas terrorists.
Over 100 hostages remain in Hamas custody in Gaza. Black Friday, the National Retail Federation expecting a 3-4% spike in holiday sales. The NRF expects 180 million shoppers online and in stores through Monday. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Despite concerns that consumers might be a bit cautious in their spending, reports today say U.S. web traffic to retailers on Thanksgiving rose 6% from a year ago. That's according to Salesforce. And Adobe estimates that consumers spent a record $5.6 billion online during the Turkey Day holiday, up 5.5% year over year, and nearly double the amount people spent online in 2017 on Thanksgiving. Adobe says hot purchases included toys and electronics such as Barbie dolls, Marvel action figures, gaming consoles, plus tablets and robot vacuums. U.S. health officials today recalled three more brands of whole and pre-cut cantaloupes after the number of people sickened by salmonella more than doubled this week. Officials say about 100 people in 32 states have gotten sick from the contaminated fruits. In a shortened Black Friday trading session, U.S. stocks finished mostly higher. The Dow Jones Industrials added 117 points. The S&P edged up 2. That's Your Money Now.
The Volkswagen Signed In Drive event returns to Peatmore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 VW Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Peatmore Imports today. And as the year comes to a close, enjoy even more savings when you purchase the 2023 Jetta SE, now from $26,536, the 2023 Taos from $25,281. Or the 2023 Tiguan S, now on sale from $28,546. So whether you sign and drive a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan or Taos, or enjoy end-of-year savings on select 2023 models, Peatmore has the VW for you to drive on today. Peatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
They're 5-0 at home. And the numbers are prolific. Week in, week out. Number one offense in the NFL. Number one scoring team in the NFL. They've got playmakers everywhere on offense. And they get it done again against the New York Jets. Jets have lost four straight. After opening the season 4-3, they are now 4-7. The NFL's first ever Black Friday game, it belongs to Miami.
Miami Dolphins, the offense somehow figures things out. We saw in that first half, Tua ends it with two interceptions. They come out in the second half between Jeff Wilson and Raheem Mostert. They're just continuing to hand the ball off, and they got those guys going. And, Dev, you said it throughout this game. They just continue to wear down this Jets defense, who plays really good football. You think about it for them. They gave up two big plays, one to Tyreek Hill, one to Jalen Waddle, but still fought hard throughout the game.
And we're joined right now by Raheem Mostert, part of this winning Miami Dolphins team. Raheem, it's Ian Eagle, Devin McCourty, Jason McCourty in the broadcast booth. Congratulations on the win. Two more touchdowns for you. That's 13 on the season. Just, if you can, break down this offense for us, because there just seems to be a real confident level that you guys can go out, execute. Doesn't matter who the defense is. The vibe with this offense right now and the way you guys are cooking, it continues.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and as I light my Hanukkah menorah, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah. Also, a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, from all of us at News Radio 92.3.
Hey, everybody, this is Austin Price, co-host of Pensacola Right Now from 4 to 7, wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year on behalf of News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:35 here, we'll take another quick look at our roads and weather. So Pensacola and the surrounding areas so far tonight have been very smooth sailing, all things considered, and I'm so happy to be able to say that. And it luckily hasn't seemed to change much, unless you're at some of these intersections or on some of these longer roads like a 9 Mile Road or Caroline Street in Santa Rosa County. You should just only be seeing splotches of congestion here and there, nothing too crazy.
Yes. Looking at the weather forecast right now, 60 degrees currently, 45 overnight tonight, partly cloudy. Sunshine Saturday, very nice day on tap tomorrow, 66. And mostly cloudy overnight, 55. Sunday, we'll have showers, mainly in the afternoon hours, cloudy, and a high of 68 with a low of 50. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday look pretty good as far as sunshine and highs right around 60 degrees, excuse me. And overnight lows, low 40s, maybe even the 30s. So a little bit cooler, I am totally in favor of. Austin, I have a question for you, and I hope I can ask this without you getting offended.
Okay.
But it's something that I just noticed.
All righty.
You are wearing an AFC, you are a Pittsburgh Steeler fan?
Yes, through and through.
You are wearing a hat that says Conference Champions 2010.
Yep.
They would go on to lose that Super Bowl to the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
Why would you wear a conference championship hat in a year in which they lost the Super Bowl?
Because
why not just get the one from, was it 2007, where they beat the Cardinals?
It was it was the 08-09 season.
Okay.
They won Super Bowl 43 against the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I've been looking for a Super Bowl 43 themed hat, and my mother's been telling me, what do you want for Christmas?
There you go. So I think we're on to something here.
I sent one to her today, but I love this hat. This is like my favorite hat.
Okay.
It's the last time we were semi-relevant. How about that?
I don't know about that. The Steelers are pretty relevant regardless.
Since,
I mean, you still had Big Ben for several years.
Yeah, they're a timeless name, but like since this conference win here, we have made one AFC title game appearance. We got killed in it. We lost by like 3 scores to New England.
Hmm. I do remember that one. All right, so looking at what's happening in sports today.
Perfect.
And tomorrow we have the first Friday game on Amazon Prime this afternoon. The Dolphins getting it done pretty easily over the Jets,
34-13.
Yep. Some big matchups in the NFL this weekend. Let me get to the NFL section here, so I can tell you what they are.
I know the Steelers are going to Cincinnati.
Yeah, the Steelers and the Bengals. Steelers, you know, one probably feel like kind of got away from them that they probably should have won on Sunday against the Browns.
Yep.
They fired their offensive coordinator, so coming into this weekend, I mean, feels like the energy up is around the fan base for sure, but do you expect drastic changes as far as how the offense looks? I mean, what are we looking at here?
I think it would be a bit too dreamy to assume that we're going to see immediate turnarounds, like, because – I mean, the problems go beyond Matt Canada. Like, I mean, as far as, like, performances as well, like, Kenny Pickett is bombed. Najee Harris is bombed. So it's just a matter of, our usage of wide receivers is totally inconsistent. Like, we had George Pickens, and then he was having 100-yard games. The minute Deontay Johnson comes by, his targets plummet. Like, not just, he's sharing spotlight, they plummet. So we're in a lot of trouble offensively beyond Canada. But we play the Bengals, who are last in the division, and then we host the Cardinals and Patriots, each of which only have two wins on the year. We have to take advantage of that. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, and because you're, I mean, you know, depending on how things shake out at the top here, I mean, yeah, you got the Dolphins who are now 8-3.
Yep.
I'm not going to chalk up tomorrow's game against the Raiders as a win for the Chiefs. I can't chalk it up as an automatic W.
Yeah.
If the Raiders get off to a good start offensively, and you know they want to be a team that runs the football a lot with Josh Jacobs, and really didn't get a chance to do that against the Dolphins, but you know there's something going on with the Chiefs offensively, and the Raiders' defense is pretty good. I'll tell you what the game of the day might actually be, and it's not one that I don't know that anybody would necessarily think of outside of this area, but the Saints-Falcons, because only one team in that division is getting into the playoffs, and the Saints have a one-game lead over the Falcons now.
They lead the division at 5-5.
It's 5-5, and it's in Atlanta, so you know that one could go either way, and you know that's could be for the division right there. Obviously, the Bills and the Eagles is another big one, 3:25 tomorrow. But the game of the weekend is in college football. 11 o'clock tomorrow, Ohio State and Michigan. Austin, what do you think is going to play out there?
Well, you know, you had told me earlier, Austin's going to give his prediction. So I'm like, okay, let me do a quick rundown, looking at both of their schedules, see how they've done against common opponents. And overall, Michigan has looked better. Not only that, but they're going to be at home. Gosh, I got to take Michigan.
Okay.
I got to take them. They're narrowly favored. I don't know how much they're going to win by. I'm going to say they cover because it's very easy to cover, like, what, a 3.5-point spread? I mean, if you win by a touchdown, you're covering that. So I'll say that they cover. I say that they win. Jeez. 34-26.
I don't think either team is going to score that many points.
Really?
I'm not even sure either team will get to 26.
Wow.
I thought you were
going to say they'd score more than that. These are some high-powered offenses.
They're very good defenses.
They're complete teams on both sides of the ball. That is true, yeah.
And I will say that the thing that would hold Ohio State back would be I'm going to tell you what to look out for.
Okay.
The offensive line for Ohio State. If they can get a lead early. Mm-hmm. If Travion Henderson can break some big runs, and if they're able to get the ball into Marvin Harrison's hands early on, if they're able to build a lead, I think they will win.
Okay.
If they are playing from behind and Kyle McCord is forced to throw a lot, I don't think they will win because I just don't know that the offensive line will hold up. But I think a big difference from what you saw a year ago for Ohio State defensively is – last year, which was Jim Knowles as the defensive coordinator his first year, they gave up big plays all the time. They have not this year. In the second half, that one last year really got away from Ohio State. They had they could have gone up big, and then they didn't. They shot themselves in the foot, and then Michigan had big play after big play after big play in the second half. So far this year, we have not seen that from the Ohio State defense. They have kept things in front of them. They're opportunistic with turnovers. So if that holds, I feel really good about tomorrow.
Oh no, it should be a competitive game.
Yeah. So I'm thinking either way, 23-21 type thing.
Close, huh?
Yeah. I think so. 6:45 here. We'll get some more health, business, and science notes here right after traffic and weather together.
All right, so looking at the traffic here, we're not seeing too much that's standing out. Maybe as you get closer to downtown, near like Fairfield Drive and like Tahar Road or whatever, in that like three-way intersection there with North Palafox Street, that's kind of congested at the moment, but it's nothing too insane. We're also just seeing minor spurts of congestion at some of these busier intersections in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. But right now, should be overall smooth sailing.
Tonight, the weather will be clear with overnight lows in the 40s. Sunny Saturday, highs in the 60s. Beautiful weather, but on Sunday, there's a 50% chance for rain. Highs again will be in the 60s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Right now, we are sitting at 60 degrees. Overnight low tonight is going to be 45. Quick here. Let's see. Ben Grieco, PNJ Sports Reporter. I'm just trying to catch up here. Pensacola Catholic playing in the regional final against Florida High here. Mm-hmm. So 20 minutes ago, we told you it was 3-0 Catholic. His other tweets that he's posted here. Defense looks like they're playing well, 3 and out. Crusaders taking over at their own 21. There was a water break with about 5 minutes left in the first half. There was an ejection for Florida High's Josiah Braxton, threw a punch.
Oh, no.
Got ejected. Catholic is on the Florida High 11-yard line, looking like a 3-0 lead here, and he tweeted that a couple of minutes ago here. So Catholic could be in business here early on in that game. So we'll keep you posted on that here. Hopefully we get get a touchdown here before we sign off.
Yeah, that'd be
647
great.
Here, News Radio. Taking a look at a couple health, business, and science notes today. Analysts predict spending the holiday season could be the slowest in 5 years, as many people are still feeling the sting of inflation and financial instability. Also, more Americans are expected to take their shopping online, not surprisingly.
And if you've got some Thanksgiving leftovers, which, unless you are a literal pig, you should, U.S. health officials say that they're good to eat for up to 4 days if properly refrigerated. Yeah. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says you can also freeze food for up to 6 months and enjoy those tasty leftovers later. Food should not have been left out for more than a couple of hours, though.
Yeah, Stellantis issuing a recall for Jeep Wrangler plug-in hybrids after an overheating issue cropped up. About 44,000 Jeep Wrangler 4XE models are affected. The automaker says they've had notice of 6 fires. All the vehicles were in park, turned off, and connected to charges when the fires were reported. This involves 2021 to 24 models, with over 32,000 of them specifically here in the U.S. So.
And Papa John's is paying $175,000 to a former employee to settle a discrimination lawsuit. Michael Barnes applied at a store in Athens, Georgia. He's legally blind and relies on a service dog to get around. The store fired him before he even got to work a single shift because he could not bring his service animal to work.
Yeah, also chocolate brownies recalled in 14 states because of undeclared peanuts. The FDA says about 500 cases of brownies by Diane's Fine Desserts of Massachusetts are being recalled because of a peanut allergy warning that was left off of the packaging. Mm. Yeah, that's a problem. Statement yeah. says that people with a severe sensitivity to peanuts run the risk of a life-threatening allergic reaction if they consume the product. Mm.
And a mysterious superbug that's been sickening and killing dogs across the U.S. may have finally been identified. It still has no name, but researchers at the University of New Hampshire are describing the microorganism as a funky bacterium. Dr. David Needle says its small size may be the reason it's been so successful at evading canine immune defenses. The respiratory illness starts out with a cough, like the flu or kennel cough, but lasts for 6 to 8 weeks.
Nigel Nelson running in for an 11-yard touchdown. So the Catholic Crusaders up 10-0 with just under a minute left in the first half. So
hey, nothing against
go Crusaders.
Nothing against Florida State High School, but yeah, let's get some Catholic love in here.
Absolutely. 6:50, final break here on a Black Friday edition of the program. Got some pop culture notes, wacky stories, and good news to finish up. Pensacola right now.
Pensacola businesses are estimated to lose over $20,000 to cybercrimes this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Confirming any change to a financial transaction with a phone call can save time, embarrassment, and especially money when dealing with would-be criminals. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Pensacola right now, it's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Tide cows being sung by a choir, and folks just up like Eskimos.
Yes. Full month of Christmas bumpers here on the program. I don't know if the morning show is doing that or not, but if they aren't, then they suck.
Yeah, they better get on board.
Yeah, that's what we do around here. Final check of the roads and weather on a Friday.
Yeah, so looking around Pensacola and the surrounding areas here, we're not actually seeing much congestion. We haven't all evening. So unless you're at somebody's busier intersections or you're, if you're on somebody's longer roads like 9 Mile Road or Caroline Street, if you're in Santa Rosa County, if you're around there, you may experience just some minor spurts of backups here and there, but it's nothing too crazy. So it's been pretty smooth sailing all throughout the night.
That's what we like to hear around here. For right now, it's 61 degrees. And tomorrow's forecast is looking pretty good as well. Overnight low 45. Then we'll have sunny and 66 for Saturday. Afternoon showers likely Sunday with a high of around 68, probably pushing 70. Sunday night, a low of 50. Partly sunny on Monday, mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday, but temps a little bit cooler with highs right around 60 degrees, and we might get into the 30s overnight on Tuesday.
Ooh,
so be on the lookout for that. A couple quick pop culture notes today. A famous necklace belonging to Elvis is up for auction. Presley's iconic lion claw necklace covered in diamonds and rubies is expected to fetch bids of up to $500,000. He wore it pretty regularly, and for years it was displayed at the Elvis Presley Museum.
And actress Daisy Ridley is talking to, is talking about reprising her role as Rey in a new Star Wars film. During an interview with Collider, the actress said that she's waiting to read a script and says that the plot of the film is unexpected but exciting. This will be the first Star Wars feature film since The Rise of Skywalker from 2019. Mm-hmm. The new film will be directed by Ms. Marvel's Charmaine Obaid-Chinoy from a script written by Stephen Knight, who's known for the British drama series Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, it feels like it. 2019 feels so long ago, but that was the last Star Wars movie. Of course, a lot on the Disney Plus with the different series. So I don't know how that's going to incorporate, or if I need to watch out for those. But I know that you know. Have you been following those on Disney Plus, like Obi-Wan? No,
okay. I don't even have Disney Plus.
Okay, well that helps nobody. Wacky and weird headlines today. A pretty interesting one, actually. I wouldn't call this wacky or weird, but just really fascinating one.
Uh-huh.
So researchers in Spain say that they found the remains of a woman from the late Neolithic, early Copper Age. That is around 5,000 BC.
Mm.
What's amazing is that the woman who was found here had two expertly made surgical entries into the cranium, and she lived months after the second of the two procedures. They say it's a stunning demonstration of medical knowledge and acumen for people who would have just barely worked out the smithing of copper tools.
Yeah, so. I was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about like conspiracy theories, and they talked about pyramids and how like, oh, well, how could humans have possibly done that? And it's like one of the people on the podcast that were running it, they said, dude, people just did amazing stuff back then. It's like we can't wrap our heads around it, but how smart and how, you know, the human ingenuity is just insane.
Awesome. I mean, you think about it, though. I mean, you're only, I mean, how have we, it's not like these great evolutions, they just started within the last 50 years.
Yeah.
It may have like accelerated, but I mean, we had to start from somewhere.
Yeah,
so.
As you said, I mean, you put it best, fascinating, very fascinating. Yeah. And a group of Los Angeles residents say that they got stranded in the desert after Google Maps took them off-roading. SF Gate reports that Shelby Eastler, her brother Austin, and their significant others were on their way home from Las Vegas on Sunday when Google Maps suggested an alternative route due to traffic delays caused by a dust storm. The new route had them basically just ending up on a unpaved road in the desert, leaving them completely stranded. She posted about it on TikTok and showed a long line of cars making the same mistake. They had to call 911, but they were trapped there for several hours because California Highway Patrol couldn't get to them with the freeway being shut down. They eventually got unstuck and had their car towed.
Yeah, technology. like Napoleon Dynamite's brother's Kip was. It's like, I love technology. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good news. A truck driver was in the right spot at the right time. Jeff Haynes was sitting on the side of the road in his cement truck near I-55 in Illinois when a woman pulled up in front of the truck, got out, and gave the international symbol that her airway was blocked with two hands on her neck. Haynes, a former Army infantryman, jumped into action performing the Heimlich and was able to get the piece of food out.
And in Australia, seven swimmers owe their lives to a group of teens on boogie boards. A mom and her three young daughters and two other girls were caught in rip currents about 20 minutes after lifeguards had left for the day. Luckily, six friends between the ages of 12 and 15 were all still around with their boogie boards and sprung into action. That happened just days after another group of surfers on another beach rescued a teen boy who was swimming alone after patrol hours.
Very good. Yeah, good stuff there. All right, we made it to the weekend.
Yes, finally.
I hope my week, no offense, Austin, I hope my weekend goes a lot better than yours does.
Thanks.
But I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You too, sir.
My weekend will be ruined in about, 16 hours. Or it could be made.
By
1
p.m.,
what
I will be sad.
Yeah, or I could be glad and don't care what happens on Sunday.
There you go.
All right, go Bucks. We'll see you on Monday. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.